Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me live in studio today is Kelly Hansen. She's with Star Valley Health as an athletic trainer and currently works with student athletes at Star Valley High School. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm glad we were able to get you on the air. We get all the athletes and the coaches and everybody else on, so it's only fitting we get you on today.
Perfect.
So it's actually National Athletic Trainer Month,
it is.
I am told. So you get a whole month. Radio DJs don't get a day. You get a whole month, so that's pretty cool. Well, Kelly, we appreciate you stopping by today to talk to us about what you do. Let's just get to know you some more. Tell us about your background, where you're from, and what led you to the career that you're in.
So I'm just from just outside of Boise. That's where I grew up. I went to school and got my bachelor's degree at Utah State, my master's from Weber. I worked down in Salt Lake at a PT rehab facility and high school for a couple years, and then came here. I've been here for 5.5 years now.
Okay. And, of course, you work with the athletes at Star Valley High, but you're
yes.
technically employed by Star Valley Health, correct?
Yes. So Star Valley Health has a contract with the school to provide athletic training services here at Star Valley and down in Bridger Valley. We just hired Darren, who works with Lyman and Mountain View, and hopefully soon somebody over in Evanston as well.
Okay, perfect. So what is a day in the life like for an athletic trainer at a high school? What does your day involve?
So I'm there during the day. I have treatment times during like homeroom and lunch and stuff with the kids. And then I teach sports medicine for the high school as well, so they can get credit through Utah State.
Okay.
Taking that class. And then I'm there for practices. I tape. I look at kids that get injured, help rehab some of the kids that can't practice. And then I'm at all home games, some away games, all regional state events, that kind of stuff.
You mentioned you tape. That's mm-hmm. that you probably can do that in your sleep by now, right?
Yes. Yes.
So much tape. So
yes.
much tape.
Yeah.
And so Kelly, when you talk about what you do, it's kind of focused, of course, in sports medicine, but mm-hmm. you probably have to be pretty versatile and be able to handle a wide variety of situations, because you never mm-hmm. know what might happen on an athletic
right.
situation.
So we have a lot of emergency medicine training for in case something really bad happens. Hopefully not doesn't, but and then a lot of the rehab and things like that. So and a lot of athletic trainers can also be hired. Some work in doctor's offices. Some can work in occupational settings like the mines or factories. And some work in the military with their personnel as well. So yeah, we can kind of go anywhere.
Perfect. What do you love most about what you do?
I love being around the kids, watching them kind of grow and mature and get better at their sports and whatnot. And I like not being in an office all day.
Right.
For better or for worse, being outside is fun. So.
Now the teaching part is, I didn't realize that you did that. So that's information to me. Do you, was that something you kind of anticipated when you went into this field?
No, not necessarily. It is something we can do. But yeah, the school kind of set it up and asked if I would be interested. And so, yeah, we set it up through Utah State and so they can get college credit now for our class, which is cool.
Kelly Hansen in studio this morning. She is the athletic trainer at Star Valley High School as an employee for Star Valley Health. Now, you mentioned Star Valley Health outsources some trainers as mm-hmm. well in other communities around Wyoming, Bridger Valley, Evanston area.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us how that all works. I mean, it's a very similar situation as what you do.
Yeah. So Darren is down at Mountain View and Lyman, so he actually covers both schools, so he kind of splits his time. But yeah, he's in the process of setting up a class there as well to be able to teach. He is at all home games and all that kind of stuff. And then hopefully we'll get somebody in Evanston here soon. They're the only 4A school without an athletic trainer. So hopefully we'll be able to set something up with them.
Gotcha. So Kelly, if maybe a student wants to stay involved in athletics mm-hmm. in a medical field, mm-hmm. How do they get started in a career such as yours?
So you can always get a little bit of a taste in our sports med class. They have to come do hours with me in the training room or at games. So then they learn to tape and a lot of that stuff. But you have to get your master's degree to be an athletic trainer. So you can start in college and get intro classes, take anatomy, that kind of stuff, and then keep going from there.
And I'm sure once you're in the field like yourself, the ongoing education, I mean, you've always got to be training and trying to hone in on skills, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so to keep our national license, we have to do 50 credits a year or every 2 years. So we are constantly, taking online classes, going to seminars, that kind of stuff to keep up. Everything in the medical field changes so fast, especially concussion stuff. Yes. That's all changed a lot recently, so it's crazy.
That's Kelly Hansen with Star Valley Health and an athletic trainer working with the student athletes at Star Valley High School. Kelly, anything we missed about your job and what you do?
I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough. Perfect. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for stopping by today, and happy National Athletic Trainer Month to you.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up here on the SVI Radio Network.